Westome has an updated resource estimate out. We'll share those numbers for you today here on Mining Stock Daily. Hey, welcome everybody. This is Mining Stock Daily. My name is Trevor Hall, your host, and today is Wednesday, September 25th. Thank you so much for tuning in. After a $5 price smash when the COMEX paper gold trading floor operations opened on Tuesday morning, gold ran like a scaled cat from $1,524 all the way up to $1,542 before settling for the day at $1,538. Futures basis, up $8 from Monday's close. Silver ran from $1,832 after the COMEX opening paper attack up to $1,875 before settling at $1,866, largely unchanged from Monday. The Mining Stock Journal commented that while the explanation for the run-up in the gold price was widely attributed by the mainstream media to the potential impeachment proceedings against Trump, the newsletter said the underlying cause of the growing stress in the financial system will require a lot more money printing. Today's briefing is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources trades on the TSX Venture under ITR and on the OTCQX with IRRZF. Integra Resources is advancing the past-producing Delamar gold-silver project in southwest Idaho through aggressive drilling and exploration. The latest resource estimate released earlier this summer showed approximately 4 million gold equivalent ounces in the measured and indicated category. The maiden PEA for the project established a net present value of $473 million Canadian and an IRR of 43%. The management of Integra successfully sold its previous brownfields projects for $590 million Canadian in the summer of 2017. You can read more about the company and its successful management team at IntegraResources.com. Here's what you need to know today out of the junior resource sector. Westome Gold Mines this morning announced an updated mineral resource estimate for its Kiena Mine Complex in Val-d'Or, Quebec. This update is a result of drilling at the project's Kiena Deep A zones. Kiena Deep A zone indicated resources have increased to just over 405,000 ounces, while inferred resources are now established at 332,000 ounces. Indicated resource grades at the zone has nearly doubled to 18.55 grams per ton gold. Inferred resources grades also saw a nice rise from 11.43 grams per ton gold to 15.27 grams per ton gold. CEO Duncan Middlemiss says these updated results provide Westome the opportunity to commence their technical studies supporting a potential restart as we continue to drill and expand the current resource base during the remainder of 2019 and beyond. Westome trades on the TSX with WDO and on the OTC markets with WDOFF. EMX Royalty Corp has agreed to sell their Alankoy and Trab 23 exploration projects in Turkey to a privately owned Turkish company in exchange for 70 ounces of gold upon closing and an uncapped 2.5% net smelter return royalty on each project. For the Alankoy project, EMX will receive annual advanced royalty payments of 35 ounces of gold for the first 3 years of the agreement, advanced royalty payments of 45 ounces of gold in years 4 through 6 of the agreement, and more payments of 70 ounces of gold from and after the 7th anniversary. For the Trab 23 project, EMX will receive annual return payments of 35 ounces of gold through the 4th anniversary of the agreement and payments of 45 ounces of gold from and after the 5th anniversary. For each project, EMX will receive a milestone payment of 500 ounces of gold upon receipt of key mine development permits. EMX Royalty Corp trades on both the NYSE American and Toronto Venture Exchange with the symbol EMX. Premier Gold Mines announced it has sold a package of net smelter return royalties to Franco-Nevada for a total gross proceeds of $6 million. The package consists of a 2% NSR on the PQ North property adjoining the Musselwhite Mine in northwestern Ontario and a 1.5% NSR on the Rain Immigrant and Saddle properties located in Nevada. Premier Gold trades on the TSX with the symbol PG and in the U.S. with PIRGF. White Gold shared diamond drill results from its flagship White Gold property, including the Golden Saddle and Arc deposits, and the Ryan Surprise discovery. The company says significant mineralization was encountered on Ryan's surprise discovery, with drill assays returning 2.66 grams per ton gold over 11 meters and 2.1 grams per ton gold over 31.78 meters. Highlights from the Arc deposits include 3.64 grams per ton gold over 5.4 meters. White gold trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange with the symbol WGO and on the OTC markets with WHGOF. Rugby Mining announced a $1 million non-brokered private placement consisting of one share and one warrant. Proceeds from the transaction will fund the company's exploration expenditures, including drilling at its gold copper motherlode porphyry project in the Philippines. The Mining Stock Journal, which has a high speculative buy rating on Rugby, said that insiders are funding a large portion of the financing. Rugby shares traded under RBMNF in the US and RUG on the TSX Venture. That's it from us today on Mining Stock Daily. Thanks again for tuning in. If you have not already, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button on your app and use to listen to the briefing. And also feel free to provide a review if you would like. We always appreciate your feedback. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day. Be well. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with material presented herein.